WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Four vehicles were involved in a parking lot crash yesterday afternoon that resulted in one death. This was by the Chick-fil-A off of Briarcrest. The cause is still being determined, but Bryan police believe that on Briarcrest, a westbound Tahoe entered the eastbound lane and struck a Nissan Versa, killing an 86-year-old passenger whose identity is being withheld at this time. An eastbound Suburban was struck by one of the two cars, then the Tahoe entered the Chick-fil-A parking lot and struck an empty Explorer. Police have ruled out a medical episode as the cause, but all drivers and passengers were transported to St. Joseph's. No charges have been filed at this time. The wreck was reported shortly before 5:30 by medics who drove up to the scene. The intersection of Briarcrest and Freedom was blocked for more than 3 hours. Two men have been arrested, and authorities are looking for a third accused of last week's armed robbery of a convenience store in North Bryan. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a witness saw three masked people coming out of the handy stop on Texas north of Highway 21, took a picture of the getaway car, and started following the suspects.
About an hour and a half later, an officer observed a vehicle that kind of matched the description, and we made a stop on that vehicle. This vehicle happened to have some evidence from the robbery that had occurred.
The officer who pulled over the car for not stopping arrested 24-year-old Michael Bradford of Bryan for driving with a suspended license and other traffic offenses. Investigators found costumes worn in the holdup and lottery tickets stolen from the store. Bradford is now accused of participating in the robbery along with another Bryan man, 23-year-old Anthony Reed Jr., who was picked up Tuesday. Former Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland made it official yesterday, seeking the mayor's job in this year's election. Incumbent Jason Bayensky previously announced he was running for re-election. This also follows the filing of two candidates seeking to succeed Paul Madison as councilman in single-member District 2. Madison cannot run again due to term limits. And there will be two new members elected to the College Station School Board. Incumbents Garland Watson and Randall Pitcock have decided not to seek re-election. There are three who have filed for Watson's seat: John Fedora, Ben Roper, and Michael Wesson. Seeking Pitcock's seat is Quinn Williams, and Jeff Harris is running for re-election. Filing continues until August 26th for the city and school elections. A two-day meeting of the A&M System Board of Regents is underway.
Most of yesterday was spent reviewing next year's budgets for all system schools and agencies. Final action scheduled today. A two-hour working lunch today will be held in executive session. Several items recently in the news will be discussed behind closed doors. Regents will consider the separation agreement with A&M President Bowen Lofton as he returns to the classroom in January and the process of selecting his successor. Regents will visit privately about the Kyle Field redevelopment project and the system's oversight of foundations and related organizations regarding gifts and donations. That follows recent lawsuits against the 12th Man Foundation over future seating at the new Kyle Field. A discussion scheduled about seeking bids to hand over management of Easterwood Airport to a for-profit company. The board will also hear about the summer collapse of the new equine center being built that injured four construction workers. And there will be what could be a final review of the system buying the Texas Wesleyan Law School in Fort Worth. Final action is scheduled today. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The city of College Station has determined the Twin Cities have been recognized for quality of life by 15 national publications or online surveys in the last 3 years. The latest is a third time appearance in Forbes' list of best small places for businesses and careers. The Bryan College Station area is fifth nationally and first in Texas. The list is based on 12 factors related to jobs and education. BCS was sixth last year and ninth in 2011 among metro areas with populations under 250,000. No other Texas city was in the top 35. At least $500,000 are missing from the fund operating a cemetery in rural Navarro County. Sheriff Elmer Tanner told the Corsicana Daily News a criminal complaint has been filed, but no one's been arrested. At one time, the Cemetery Association in Dresden, population 25, had $700,000. The loss was discovered in June following a review of financial records by the association's new president. The field of top candidates to be the next lieutenant governor is now set. Incumbent David Dewhurst made his candidacy official yesterday. Dewhurst responded to criticism of his leadership skills following the abortion regulation bill filibuster last month.
I didn't lose control over what we were doing. We had an unruly mob of hundreds.
Dewhurst, who was first elected in 2002, is opposed by State Senator Dan Patrick of Houston, Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, and Ag Commissioner Todd Staples. And more than 16,000 local public school students were helped last year by your donations to the Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive.
We collected more than 60,000 items and more than $15,000 in monetary donations, and we'd love to add to that if possible.
The Junior League's Tracy Payne would like to see you out today.
We are going to have choirs and dance groups and cheerleading squads and all kinds of activities.
Donations are being accepted at the Brazos Center and local HEB stores until 6:30. Tonight. Online at WTAW.com is a list of school supplies. WTAW News Time is 7:13 at 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
November, Reed Arena, Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes. Got it!
The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for the line.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
We've huddled up our team, laid out our game plan, and now it's time for the biggest sell of the year. All right, team, ready, break. Score bigger discounts during our kickoff clearance at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're pushing back prices way back on a huge selection of new Chevrolets, from the all-new 2014 Silverados to the all-new Impalas. Pack up your team in a new 2013 Chevy Equinox. Now only $21,599. That's it, $21,599 during our kickoff clearance. Or choose a new 2013 Chevy Cruze for $99 a month. Whoa, only $99 a month. Now that's a game changer, and only at Tom Light Chevrolet in Bryan and online at tomlight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
Plus TTML Equinox stock number 53436, MSRP 25015, list 1916 discount and 1500 rebate. Cruise stock number 212001, 36-month lease at 12,000 miles per year with 3840 due at signing, plus TTML with approved credit through Ally Financial. No security deposit, 20 cents per mile overage. See dealer for details.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:16 is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give them a call. The number is 268-1162.
High pressure, it's going to have a tendency to build across the region once again today. Any low clouds will give way to sunshine. Temperatures reaching 100 to near 105 degrees later today. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny tomorrow. Highs are probably going to reach 100 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear for much of the night, 75 to 80. A mix of clouds and sun on Saturday with a chance of a thunderstorm. Not quite as warm, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A&M football's in full swing. We'll get you caught up with practice. Also, an update from a memorabilia dealer who is alluding to the fact that maybe it's somebody getting revenge on Johnny Football. Mm. Plus, the Strikers were just not good last night.
The Strikers?
Yes. Brazos Valley Bombers beat the Woodland Strikers last night by 17 runs.
Are they playing again tonight, or do you know?
Yes, they're playing. I don't know if they're playing the Strikers, but they play tonight and tomorrow, and then the playoffs start on Saturday.
Strikers might be angry. Just saying.
I would be.
Yeah, or they were, maybe they were missing their favorite television show last night. Yeah.
Hey, can I pull the curtain back on the show just for a second?
Here we go. It's pulling the curtain back on the show with Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Scott actually makes toast for breakfast.
I do.
You can always tell when Scott has been in the kitchen, though, because there's that very fine odor of toast in the air. So for you this morning, Scott.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Guy named Haywood Banks. I just thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Who is he? What does he do?
Haywood Banks. He's just a comedian.
Yeah. Yeah. I like toast. That's
it goes good. On and on. It's funny.
Very good.
Have a little jelly. Have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in a slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
That's cute.
You start singing in French for a while because then you have French toast.
French toast, of course. Yeah. Well, and it's toasters are interesting because, I just decided I wanted to eat toast in the morning. I started doing that, not that long ago. But when I realized there was a toaster here. I mean, it takes little things in my life, okay? Wow, there's a toaster here. Okay,
hey!
Cool. That'll be fun, yeah. But it's amazing. Yeah, let's go here. Hello?
Wouldn't the aroma of toast be better than the odor of toast?
Good point. Yeah, that's right. I think that's probably what he meant. It's the
He's
aroma.
He's a sports
of
guy.
Toast.
Let's forget.
Yeah,
him.
Come on. Yeah.
What is this? Isn't an English program.
It's a stick and ball guy.
Really?
Yeah. Anyhow,
Mrs. was on everybody for their pronunciations yesterday.
That was provoked.
Yeah. So, was it? Oh. Anyway, how many toasters do you buy in your life? I mean, if you'll think about that, I'm going to say the over.
It depends how many break.
Well, the over and under on that's going to be four, okay?
I would say that's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah, I don't know that you'd buy more than those. But, as a result, the toaster that we have at the house, we've had a while. And so I hadn't seen the newest thing in toasters, which is what we have up here. And, because it's got a little readout, that it completes the pie or something when the toast is ready.
It has bagel setting.
Yeah, I mean, as if you frozen. Got, and it's all digital readout and all that kind of stuff. And so, I mean, that's kind of interesting. But if you go back and look at the history of toasters, I mean, this used to be a real challenge because until they came up with the pop-up thing, it used to be that they had things that you'd hold that you'd stick them over an open flame and you could do that. They had pyramid toasters.
Yep.
Where they'd put, you had four sides, you'd put the bread on there, but then, of course, you'd have to turn it around. The other thing is, since they didn't automatically shut off, you had to remember to stand nearby to handle that.
And I imagine the invention of pre-sliced bread had a dramatic effect on toaster design as well.
Certainly, because then you actually had a slot that would be of a universal size that would work. But I mean, you can go into the Storatoriums now and find them where because people toast bagels with them, they have 7-inch wide slots to
nice
put
big
something
fat.
In there. But nonetheless, well, good. Thank you for that.
I didn't mean to derail the show on a toast. Problem. I just thought the song was funny.
Tell me how a show like this could be derailed, okay?
Okay, that's fair. All right, that's so fair.
Invite Ben Downs into the control room.
That's hijacked. That's not derailed.
Oh.
He just picks it up on his back and carries it away.
I see.
I think it's plain to know that I'm not a cat person. I mean, I'm not. I've owned a cat once in my life, but I'm not a cat person because a cat acts like a cat, okay? If a cat would act like a dog, then I might like it a little
bit
more.
So if I act like a dog, will you like me more?
You're a human being. That's different.
Oh, okay.
No, you just keep being who you are. Everything's fine. Now, but I had never heard of until today Max the Roomba cat, that apparently is some sort of an internet phenomenon. Max lives in somewhere around Houston, and what Max does is he rides these Roomba things, these remote vacuum units. And if you've seen them, I mean, they're a little bit bigger than a dinner plate, and they vacuum and they bump into walls and they turn around and they go back, and they're way too expensive, and I don't know if they do any good or not. But anyway,
if you YouTube it, that's the first thing that comes
up. Well, and a while back, the internet fell in love with the cat called Max. And the people who, I think it's Helen's Pets or something, pretty smart folks, because they knew it was Shark Week. So what they did is they dressed this cat up in a shark outfit, did a two-minute video of it riding the Roomba. This thing went live Monday. We are at Thursday, and I think it's at 3.2 million hits. So
one of the offshoots has 55,000.
Yeah, they got it done. They know what it's about. But I just happened to watch, thinking, because what happens is this thing bumps into something, stops, jerks around, usually a 180, and then starts up again. And for a cat to be able to sit on that thing and not be startled is pretty cool. And then after it stops, the cat stays on it and wags its tail.
Yep.
Well, granted, he looks like he's part Siamese, if not full Siamese, and they are really smart cats, and they do act, I guess, a little more like a dog than your average cat.
She's going to defend cats.
They're
again,
loud. They meow a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The funny part is it's a cat on a Roomba
in
a shark suit chasing a duck.
Right. Yeah, and the duck's got something in its mouth.
At 3.193 million views.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's obvious that we have a lot of people who have solved all the serious problems in their life, so that we've got that taken care of now.
Hey, you need a little joy.
No doubt. Shane Willamette, the Australian man who achieved worldwide fame by teaching his pet mice to surf, has now trained his mice to ride skateboards.
He's got a lot of time.
I'm going to say, to ride skateboards. Hello?
Yeah, Kat said smart cat. Isn't that an oxymoron?
Thank you. Thank you, sir. All right, there we
go. Bunch of haters.
Yeah, that's it.
The appreciators.
Defend the felines out there. Anyway, so now they can surf on skateboards and even get air. What does that mean? They jump up? Is that right? So all the wheels are off?
Yep.
I'm
currently watching it as we speak.
Okay. He has built a mouse-sized skate park in the backyard. Yes, we now know he does have too much time. He's built a skate park in his backyard, and they fly through the air, and they even go through a ring of fire.
I guess his mice probably appreciate it better than, I don't know, getting lobotomies and having ears grown on their backs and stuff like that. If you're going to do mouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I can't remember the word.
Mouse abuse?
No, that wasn't the word.
Okay.
Experiment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Okay,
yeah.
It's pretty cool. I mean, the mice is doing grinds and jumping through hoops.
All right, there you go. Anyway, he said mice are perfect for doing that because they have a low center of gravity.
I bet he could use them for a movie.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. Hello?
You know, Rush talks about cats all the time. He says, dogs have masters, cats have staff.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
Good morning. It's 720 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Going to be hot again today. I guess there's no surprise there. Heat index may be up as high as 107. Winds won't be up quite as high, about 10 miles an hour today. Then tonight, looking at a low of 76, about 100 for tomorrow. The good news is that we've got a shot of some showers, and it's at 40%. For right now, for Saturday and Sunday, and 20% during the nights, and that'll go on through Monday. So hoping that happens. Right now, the wind is out of the south at 7, 85% relative humidity. We've got 78 degrees.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Finally, science has answered a question plaguing humanity since the birth of humanity. Ever since Cain snuffed his brother Abel, we've been trying to understand why people commit horrific crimes, and now we know. A team of U.S. scientists reports that even small changes in temperature or rainfall correlates with increases in violent crime. When climate fluctuates even just a little bit, there's a rise in assaults, rapes, and murders. An incredible revelation, but there's more. When the climate changes, not only do more individuals brutalize the innocent, but wars and group conflicts also increase. Now, we've known war is bad ever since 1970 when the great Motown philosopher Edwin Starr sang a song that said, "War, huh? What's it good for? Absolutely nothing." Well, now we know the cause. One of the scientists, Marshall Burke, is from the University of California at Berkeley, and he says that the relationship between climate change and rapes, assaults, murders, and war can be observed across time and across all major continents around the world. That relationship, according to him, is often very large. See, for thousands of years, unsophisticated people have been attributing violent crime to a lack of morality. Turns out morality has nothing to do with this. You see, liberals were right all along. Those right-wing religious extremists need to stop obsessing about morality. The problem with crime is climate change. That's right. Climate change is responsible for evil. And we all know which political party is responsible for climate change, don't we?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Our digital lives are meant to make life easier, but it comes at a price. Did you know that a friend wishing you happy birthday on your social media could give identity thieves just what they need to steal your identity? Don't make the mistake of thinking that identity theft will never happen to you. You need LifeLock Ultimate, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Not only does it help guard your identity, your good name, and your credit, but LifeLock Ultimate even monitors your bank accounts for takeover fraud. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or call them and use the promo code RUSH to get that special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Bank account alerts require LifeLock Ultimate membership.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today. today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Pieces fell into place for Bryan police investigators from an armed robbery a week ago yesterday. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a car that ran a stop sign shortly after the holdup of the handy stop on Texas north of Highway 21 matched the description given by a witness. Inside the car were costumes and stolen lottery tickets.
He noticed those items that were in the car. He noticed some evidence on the car that linked him to another location. And he also observed his physical type as being similar to that of what was described in the robbery. And all of that kind of led together and was able to help us get an arrest on this subject.
The driver, 24-year-old Michael Bradford of Bryan, was initially arrested on traffic charges and now faces aggravated robbery along with another Bryan man, 24-year-old Anthony Reed, Jr. Authorities are looking for a third person. Traffic on Briarcrest at Freedom and Bryan was blocked for more than 3 hours last night following a crash near the parking lot of the Chick-fil-A. Bryan police received the call from medics who drove up on the scene and say one person died, an 86-year-old female passenger whose identity is not being released currently. All other drivers and passengers were transported to the hospital. The cause is still being investigated. Police believe the woman's car going eastbound on Briarcrest was struck when a westbound Tahoe traveled into the eastbound lane. An eastbound Suburban was also struck. Then the Tahoe continued into the Chick-fil-A parking lot and struck a parked Explorer, which was empty. No charges have been filed at this time, but the accident is still being reconstructed. The first week of football practice at A&M also means it's time for the August meeting of the Board of Regents.
There'll be a review of what happened in the legislature, which wasn't as much as hoped because lawmakers did not pass tuition revenue bond financing, which could have meant more than $600 million in new construction. Regents will consider moving forward with a $137 million building on the flagship campus as part of the initiative to generate 25,000 engineering students by the year 2025. There's also an $8 million renovation of Francis Hall to consolidate the Construction Sciences Department at one location. And another $12 million proposed to update A&M's three utility plants. In other business, A&M President Bone Lofton scheduled to receive a three-page proclamation, which is online at WTAW.com. That's in addition to the Regents acting on his transition contract and announcing the process of selecting a successor. And the system's headquarters is changing its name to the Moore Connolly Building, recognizing the Bull of the Brazos, former State Senator Bill Moore. Among other things, he's credited as being the driving force behind the acceptance of women at A&M in 1963. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
November's College Station School Board election will feature one race with at least three candidates. That follows the announcement from Garland Watson that he is not seeking re-election. Those who have filed for that slot are Ben Roper, John Fedora, and Michael Wesson. Also filing for the CSISD board is Quinn Williams, seeking the opening now held by Randall Pitcock, who's also retiring. Incumbent Jeff Harris is running for re-election. There are two positions available in this fall's Bryan City Council election. Both now have two candidates. Filing for the mayor's job yesterday was Mike Sutherland. The former councilman is competing against incumbent Jason Bayensky. There will be at least one new member on the council because Paul Madison is term limited from running again in single member District 2. The last day to file for school and city elections is August 26th. Last year's Stuff the Bus school supply drive generated more than 300,000 items that were given to 32 local schools, helping more than 16,000 students. Tracy Payne with the Junior League hopes she'll contribute today.
Number two pencils, notebook paper, map pencils, folders, erasers, supply boxes, pencil pouches, rulers, black pens, glue sticks, glue bottles, scissors, highlighters, washable markers, dry erase markers, spiral notebooks, crayons, construction paper, and binders.
On our website at WTAW.com, there's a link to Stuff the Bus, including making an online donation. Or you can drop off school supplies at the Brazos Center and local HEB stores until 6:30 tonight. For the third straight year, Bryan College Station has made the top 10 in the Forbes list of the best small places for businesses and careers. The Twin Cities are fifth in this year's national poll among metropolitan areas with populations under 250,000. That's up from sixth last year and ninth in 2011. No other Texas city ranks in the top 35. The annual ranking measures data in 12 areas, including the cost of living and doing business and income growth. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst has announced that he's still running for re-election next year.
Texas represents all that's good about America.
A campaign video was part of yesterday's news release and email to his supporters. Dewhurst is the fourth candidate for next year's Republican primary, following Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples, Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, and State Senator Dan Patrick of Houston. Dewhurst is coming off last summer's loss to Ted Cruz in the GOP primary for U.S. Senate. And four people have been killed and four wounded in a pair of Dallas area shootings. Charges are pending against Irby Bowser in connection with the shootings. Gunfire was reported last night at a Dallas home and during a related incident minutes later at a residence in DeSoto. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 78 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
The second annual Brazos Valley Fair, Thursday through Sunday, September 5th to the 8th. Carnival and exhibits are open daily, and you're guaranteed to have plenty to do before the Beer and Wine Garden opens to help cool you down. There's tons of fun to be had before the main entertainers take to the Bud Light stage. Great rodeo action and cap off the evening with a Texas-sized heart-pounding concert. Brazos Valley Fair. Bring the whole family. Tickets online, brazosvalleyfair.com or 979-821-1450.
Welcome to Linda's Jobapalooza. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left when you hit the IT guys.
Thank you.
We know this is ridiculous, but we're making a point. We're Aggieland, helpwanted.com. And if you're an employer looking for qualified local employees with experience in retail all in one place, don't go here.
There was nobody back there.
Did you turn left at the IT guys?
They weren't there either.
Aggieland, helpwanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, gang, I'm Kevin O'Connor for the good folks at Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. Now, Jen has explained to us on several occasions that right now is the time to sell your house. They're staying on the market a very short period of time, and they're making you excellent dough on the back end. And one of the reasons in particular that Jen has been so successful is marketing and advertising. The founders of ZA Real Estate have a rich history in the world of advertising and marketing and understand the importance of presenting your property as its best presentation. And they do that by hiring people like an architectural photographer. You don't want your house being shot with an iPhone or anything like that. You want it in its best light. And with an architectural photographer, they can do just that. It's little things like that that are going to really separate ZA Real Estate from other realtors in town. Jen won't tell you that, but I will. So to find out more, go to ZARealEstate.com. Again, that's ZARealEstate.com. And talk to the gang at Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. They'll certainly help you out.
As much as things change, they stay the same.
Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs. But we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today and let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
Spirit of Texas Bank.
It's 740. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Any cloudiness this morning will give way to sunshine. We'll see temperatures climb to 100 to maybe as warm as 105 this afternoon. Clear for the most part tonight, low 75 to 80. A little bit of cloudiness forming towards tomorrow morning. For tomorrow, becoming partly to mostly sunny with a high of around 100. Generally clear much of tomorrow night, low 75 to 80. Mixture of clouds and sun developing Saturday with the threat of a thunderstorm, high Saturday around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh yes. His quick reads are quicker. His balls are a lot quicker.
That's Devontae Harris talking about Johnny Football. We'll get to that and a whole lot more on Johnny Football. Plus, the Bombers did quite well. The Astros didn't, and the Rangers have won 9 of the last 10. All that and more with sports in about 10 minutes.
There you go. Happy August the 8th to you.
Thank you.
You know, we're really fortunate. We've had a lot of road work that has to go on, and that slows traffic up. But overall, you know, our traffic situation is really pretty good here. You know, we don't have to worry too much about traffic jams. But we've all been in that situation where you have long lines of traffic. You know, traffic slows down to a crawl. And then you think, well, it must be an accident up there, right? And then you get going, and then it speeds up again. And you're going, where was the bottleneck, right? How did that happen? Well, the answer is math. The answer is math.
Uh-oh.
If you don't listen to the whole show, and we're sorry you don't, and
you're missing out, though. Yeah,
and sometimes we don't, so it's, you know, only fair. but in the first hour of the show, we have a feature called Something You Should Know, which sometimes has some pretty interesting stuff in it. And today, they talked to a mathematician, a stat dude, who kind of had some interesting things. This is a little bit of the show this morning.
Mathematician Larry Schiller of SchillerMath.com says math is a big part of your life, whether you realize it or not.
One out of every 137 drivers each year is arrested for DUI. That's about 1.5 million arrests.
Here's some interesting math. Muslims make up about 20% of the world's population. However, most countries either have over 80% Muslim population or almost zero.
Think about that.
Wow.
I mean, that's all right.
Here's some interesting math. Muslims make up about 20% of the world's population. However, most countries either have over 80% Muslim population or almost zero.
Yeah, wow.
There is no country with 25% Muslim population. And here's some other interesting math.
There are slowdowns in traffic for absolutely no reason. So I actually looked at some differential equations to look at behavior, and all it takes is one or two drivers to drive significantly below the speed limit, and you'll create a traffic jam. Nothing else. That's why rubbernecking is such an issue.
So there, go find those people who are slowing down and yell at them.
A lot.
Yeah. Shake your fist.
They actually did a traffic survey on something, and it was weird. It was on some History Channel show. And they got a ring of 10 cars just driving in a circle.
Okay.
And had them all drive like that. And the minute somebody touched their brakes, it caused the entire chain to back up.
Yeah.
Just one touch.
Well, and you know, I remember somebody, because again, if you're in a long line of traffic and the light turns green, let's say you're the seventh car, how long does it take for you to start up, right? I mean, and if you're the ninth car back, good luck. You may not even get through the intersection. And then when the light turns red, the cars continue to go until they fill in. And a guy called me once. He said, I don't understand that because, you know, the Aggie band all starts at the same time. Which I thought was an interesting point of view. But nonetheless, the fun that we have out there.
Well, they've proven that some of the stuff that the Aggie band does is like mathematically impossible.
Yeah, that's right. You can't do that anyway, so there you go. One of America's favorite beverages has seen a slow but steady dip in popularity. The Atlantic reports a new survey from Gallup shows that we drink 20% less beer than we did 20 years ago.
Because there's more choices.
Oh, groups like young drinkers are starting to see that there, yeah, as you say, there are other opportunities. Americans care more about their health now. Sales of bottled water and tea have exploded after 2001 because who doesn't want to pay a dollar for a bottle of water? I mean, really, think about that. You can get
sometimes
it out of
you
the,
have no choice.
You can get it out of the tap, but you can pay a dollar for water. And
if
it
you're in public somewhere, you're going to drink out of the bathroom spout if they don't have a, you know, a water fountain. Sometimes you just have to buy it.
Or if you put color into it, or if you put a fancy name on it, you know, then just remember, read Evian backwards. And then as a result, you know, you pay that much for water. But it's working. That and this green tea thing and all that stuff that's going on. Lower class whites are getting crushed. Cheap beer sales indicate what's going on with blue collar America, which suffered a hit in the 2001 recession and a lot during the Great Recession as well. And liquor ads are working. Remember seeing full page ads for scotch or bourbon? There was a good reason that companies spent that much on print, because liquor ads didn't appear on the tube until 1996.
Yep.
And they're still a little bit unusual. I mean, it's still a little odd to see, but you do see more. Of course, wine is much more affordable, and it's delicious, according to a lot of Americans. Most Americans have just realized the beauty in vino, and California grape sales are up 160% since 1960.
Wow.
And does anything else taste change? Young people realize there's a whole lot of bang in high-alcohol drinks, and often they are sweeter tasting than beer, and so as a result, they go for that quicker buzz.
I wonder if that counts, though, because when they have... a lot of those beers are flavored, or a lot of those strange drinks are flavored beers. And I wonder if that still counts as a beer.
Yeah. Now, they're doing a, there's something where you can get a margarita and you stick a beer in the side of it. Is that right?
It's called a beerita.
Yeah.
Not that I would know.
I've heard of beeritas.
I was going to say, you answered quickly, didn't you?
My girlfriend drinks
it. Oh, is that it? Okay. You watch.
Yeah, I just drink beer. You don't mix those two together.
Okay,
but the beer. She loves Mexican food, so that's there you got to drink that stuff with Mexican food.
And there's Kevin sitting in the corner with a straw in his beer, which is...
No.
No, don't do that.
Okay. No.
Got it. Okay, all right. Hey, will somebody please step in and buy Ferris Bueller's house? Remember the house in Ferris Bueller?
I saw that. It's like 5,000 plus square feet.
Yeah. Currently, it is $1.5 million. This is a 35% markdown. The problem is that the idea was it was when they built it, of course, it's a modular house. But when they built it, they designed it so the walls could be reconfigured based on a new family moving in and they're having changing needs. But as a result, they were thin and somewhat in disrepair now and basically has funny looking rooms. So anyhow, if you want that, just remember the biggest problem is that you have to deal with the fans who continue to want to visit the house. It is not uncommon to see people parked in the street taking pictures or just roaming around the property for a better look. Well, that's what everybody wants. Hi, do you mind if I look in your windows? Oh, great.
Yes, yes, I do.
How can you get your kids to open up and talk to you? Find out foolproof strategies in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on fun and effective school fundraisers, immunizations, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Yesterday, I shared a humorous example of sibling rivalry from my own household, but most parents would agree conflict between kids isn't usually a laughing matter. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you have kids, then you know how common sibling rivalry is. But that doesn't mean you have to allow it to control your home. The question is, what do you do about it? Some disagreements between children are minor, and it's safe to let them resolve it themselves. Other times, though, it's wise to get involved. So here are the guidelines. Obviously, violence is out of the question. Hitting, kicking, slapping, or anything intended to harm a brother or sister should be handled immediately. Aggressive behavior like that should not be tolerated. But don't leave it at that. Be sure to teach your kids how to express their feelings in an appropriate manner. How you intervene is also important. Try to do so as fairly as possible, even when one child tends to be the instigator. The impression that you're playing favorites can build resentment between kids and cause further conflict. Overall, a standard for mutual respect should be upheld. It'll help kids learn they can disagree with others as long as they handle it properly. And when they do, reward them for it. Over time, with consistent boundaries, your kids can learn to treat each other with respect, even when they disagree. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers at 752. Aggie football is in full swing and had practice number 3 yesterday. They were in shorts and helmet again as the team prepares for full contact pads tomorrow. But with anything Aggie football right now, there had to be a few questions about Johnny Football. Quarterback Devontae Harris was asked if he'd seen any changes in his quarterback after all the distractions of the offseason and the autograph incident.
Oh, yes. His quick reads are quicker. His balls are a lot quicker. His arm has got stronger. He just become a more complete quarterback. He's better in the pocket than he was last year, in my opinion. And he just hopefully win Heisman again.
In the latter part of the interview, Devontae spoke about his dad, who actually played for A&M as a wide receiver. And he was asked if living up to that was important to him.
It's very important. It's a legacy in my family. And even though my father played receiver and I played corner, it's still a rivalry. And every time I go home, he always talks about, you can't cover me, you can't do this, you too small. Well, hopefully I do my thing and he won't be able to say that no more.
Aggies hit the field again at 5:30 this evening. From CBSSports.com, Rob Rudolph, a memorabilia dealer, admits that he enjoyed watching Johnny Manziel struggle this offseason. He suspects a whole bunch of other people in his business are getting a kick out of the Stars issue being investigated by the NCAA, too. Quote, when his family filed to patent the Johnny Football name, all of us dealers, and I'm talking 500 of us, had items on eBay related to Johnny Manziel. Now, they were not all autographed. A lot of them had to do with programs or something that had Johnny's likeness on it. Now, because it was a legal matter, eBay suspended all of their accounts for 2 weeks. The dealer went on to say, quote, for me, it's small time. That was irritating thing because for 2 weeks I couldn't sell anything. I'm quite sure people whose livelihoods were in this business, well, that was crippling. Quote, if there's anybody who has an axe to grind, pick any of those people. Moving on now to Bombers baseball with 5 straight opening hits, including a home run from Cody Lovejoy and a number of wild pitches from the Woodlands. The Brazos Valley Bombers drubbed the Strikers 20-3 last night. Tournament organizers announced Wednesday the pairings for the final rounds of the inaugural Corpus Christi Challenge, which will be concluded Thanksgiving weekend at Corpus Christi's American Bank Center. In basketball, joining Texas A&M in the field of the event, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Hampton, Liberty, Missouri State, Sam Houston State, SMU, and Virginia. In baseball, Texas beat the Los Angeles Angels 10-3 last night to move into a virtual tie with the Oakland Athletics for the AL West lead. Alexi Ogando allowed two runs over four with four hits over five innings to earn his first win in his last five starts. And having seven stolen bases certainly helped your pitching. Here's Ranger manager Ron Washington on swiping so many bases.
Been able to get our speed guys on the base here, and we're just showing what we're capable of doing. And, you know, we got, You know, we got Elvis going again, and Martinez starting to get on the bag and starting to show exactly what he can do. And, you know, it's working out for us.
And, oh, the Strohs.
High fly ball. This is deep to right field. Hoses back. Track. Wall. Kiss it goodbye. That's a three-run homer.
Steven Drew hit a three-run jack in the top of the ninth to rally the Boston Red Sox for a second straight night to a victory. This time it was 7-5 over the Houston Astros. David Ortiz had four hits, and Johnny Gomes also hit a home run for the Sox. And here's Bo Porter on dropping yet another game in the ninth inning.
You sit there and you ask yourself, you know, could we do something different? You put guys in situations that you feel like, you know, they have the best opportunity of being successful. And, you know, tonight is another example of us just not getting it done.
On out of the NFL, Dallas has had injury problems at guard since training camp started more than 2 weeks ago, and now the Cowboys are in serious pursuit of a veteran. Head coach Jason Garrett says there are gaps that definitely need to be filled.
Nate Living just had a scope on his knee. He's going to be out for a little bit. And, you know, Ryan Cook and McKenzie, those guys have been battling injuries throughout camp. So you just have to address it. And the way you try to address it is you try to find the best players you can.
And they thought they'd found one. Former New York Jets guard Brandon Moore told the Cowboys yesterday that he was retiring. That was just one day after he tentatively agreed to a deal with the Cowboys. A new NFL policy limiting the types and sizes of bags fans can bring into the stadiums will be effective for the Dallas Cowboys in the home preseason games as well. The league encourages fans not to bring bags to games. Those allowed in are clear plastic, vinyl, or PVC no larger than 12 by 6 by 12. Yeah, they're very specific. TCU coach Gary Patterson is not about to let his players vote on teammate discipline. Patterson, whose Horned Frog opened the season against LSU on August the 31st, criticized Tiger coach Les Miles for reinstating running back Jeremy Hill after his teammates voted to allow him to return to the team. Quote, "I'm sure if it was an opponent they'd beat by 100 points, they, the players, would have voted otherwise. Patterson wouldn't have got the vote." Patterson said, according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, quote, "It's not my worry. I've got to play whoever they put on the field." Hill had been suspended from the team activity since April the 29th for punching a man outside a Baton Rouge bar. He was already on probation for sexual assault charge to a minor. And finally, the Finer Major Golf Championship, the PGA Championship, starts today with Tiger Woods trying to make it two in a row.
I came out here very early and won my first one back in 97. I've had certainly my share of chances to win. You know, I've had my opportunities there on the back nine on those, probably half of those Sundays in the last 5 years where I've had a chance and just haven't won it. Key is to keep giving myself chances.
Woods, who won at Firestone Country Club last weekend, has not won a major in 5 years and trails all-time major leader Jack Nicklaus 18-14. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers, Texas made and Texas proud. For more, go to BescoJewelers.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Besco Custom Jewelers, where your money pays for what you're buying, not for where you're buying it. Brett Edmondson of Besco has been making custom jewelry in the Brazos Valley for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to be your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece to mark life's special milestones. Besco Custom Jewelers, 764-8558, or click BescoJewelers.com.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Line Home Products. Line Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit LineHomeProducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, HomeProducts.com, or call 229-905-1 today.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your